Okay, Chevra, what we want to do tonight again is segue from the sugya of Usur Lahartzos Mos Keneged Ner Chanukah, the fact that it's Usur to derive benefit from the Neros Chanukah, we'll move into the sugya of Huktza L'mitzvaso. That seems to be the path here on Dav Chaf Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Shabbos. Now, last time we learned, we noted from the Baal HaMa'or that there are like three different sugyas of getting Hana'ah from the Neros Chanukah. Think about the beginning of the Perek, according to the Baal HaMa'or, assumes that Hana'ah from Neros Chanukah is usur because there's a certain Zechar LaMikdash in those Neros, which we wanted to say is like the Hava Amina of this Gemara, that there's Kedusha. Right? V'chiner, Kedusha Yeshba? But the Gemara rejected that. And our Gemara says that the reason why it's usur to get Hana'ah from Neros Chanukah is because of Bizui Mitzvah. Bizui Mitzvah, just like by Kisui Hadam, when I do a mitzvah, I should have proper respect for the mitzvah. I shouldn't do the Kisui Hadam with my foot. Also, I shouldn't get Hana'ah from the Neros Chanukah. That's reason two. Reason three that we had, let's kind of ask people some questions so I don't have to talk the whole time. Who should I ask? Who should I pick on? Let's see. Miss Muscat, what's the third reason that's given?
That we said, we gave a reason that Rashi said about recognizing the mitzvah.
Rashi says that the reason why you can't get Hana'ah from Neros Chanukah is because we need Heker, we need to recognize the mitzvah, which we understood to mean that the idea of Neros Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. And if I am going to be using the candle for my own purposes, so then people don't know that it's a mitzvah candle. And in that respect, that's the reason for the iser of using the Neros Chanukah, the Heker idea. And then we presented from the Gemara a fourth idea, where the Gemara speaks about Huktza L'mitzvaso. The fourth idea is that the Neros Chanukah are designated as mitzvah items, and when something is designated as a mitzvah item, I can't benefit from it. For example, the Noi Sukkah, right? The adornments for the Sukkah, which are Asur Kol Shiva, because of Huktza L'mitzvaso. So that is a fourth possible reason why it's Asur. But we noted that what? What emerges from our Gemara? Anyone? Do we hold to the fourth reason, Adina? The Gemara's maskana seems to be avuhon de kurhu dam, which means that the iser to get hana'ah from the noye sukkah is also because it's a bizui mitzvah. It's not nice to the mitzvah if I use the mitzvah for something else. It's not nice to the noye sukkah if I use the noye sukkah for something else. That is the maskana of the Gemara. So our Gemara seems to reject the idea of Huktza L'mitzvaso as being halachically significant. Nachon? However, the Tosfos number 2 on our page, on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos number 2 is bothered by Akasha. Right? Sukkah Tanya, Zok Tosfos. Mashma detayma denoy sukkah mishum bizui mitzvah. You get the impression from our Gemara that noy sukkah you can't derive benefit from because it's bizui mitzvah. Right, so Tosfos is bothered by Akasha that don't we have another Gemara that says Huktza L'mitzvaso. So even though our Gemara rejects Huktza L'mitzvaso, for Tosfos, I have another Gemara that has Huktza L'mitzvaso. Right? That Tosfos is Kasha. So how does Tosfos answer this Kasha? And by the way, this is paradigmatic. Elishava?
Can you need both?
That you need both. Tzvei dinim, all right? Brisker, so to speak, distinction. So Tosfos says, why do I need bizui mitzvah?
Because if not for bizui mitzvah, you would think that if the decoration is like fell, you could pick them up.
If not for bizui mitzvah, you would think that bizui mitzvah is only when the mitzvah is going on. But if the decoration fell down, so then maybe it's fine, because there's no bizui mitzvah. So the answer is that there's Huktza L'mitzvaso, right? How come Huktza L'mitzvaso is not sufficient?
Because otherwise it would only be forbidden on
Shabbos and Yontif, there is a din of Muktzah. Chol HaMoed is no din of Muktzah. So Tosa says, I need both reasons of Huktzah LaMitzvah, so, and the reason of Bizui Mitzvah. Nachon? And according to Tosvis, though, Huktzah LaMitzvah, so, this category of Muktzah is a category that is only Shayich on Shabbos and Yontif. Speak to me.
Like on Sundays, you can't have decorations on Sundays.
So when the decoration is up on the sukkah itself, so Tosis is saying that there is no din of huktzah l'mitzvaso in terms of you're allowed to touch the decorations, according to Tosis. That's what Tosis is saying, right? Oh, one second. Well, when the decoration is up, it will be bizui mitzvah, right? Right, when the decoration is up, correct. When the decoration is up, will be usher to use it out bizui mitzvah. When the decoration falls down on Chol HaMoed, then it's not a problem, right? Because on Chol HaMoed, there's no huksala mitzvah, so, and there is no bizui mitzvah once it fell down. That's correct.
Does everyone agree with Tosfos that huksala mitzvah?
Just speak slower. I'm sorry.
Yeah, pretty bad. Does everyone agree with Tosfos that huksala mitzvah is only
a no? And who disagrees? Someone that we learned already. Last time we left off with looking back to the beginning of our perek in the Rif and the Ran and the She'iltos. People remember this? What does the She'iltos say? The She'iltos says that the Neiros Chanukah or the Shemen of Chanukah is Kadosh, and therefore the leftover oil from day one, you have to burn on day two. The stuff that's left over day two, you burn day three. The stuff that's left over after day eight of Chanukah, you make a big fire and destroy it, right? We mentioned how the yeshivaworld.com has lots of exciting pictures. Probably none of you had the diligence to look at the yeshivaworld.com to see the beautiful pictures of the Upshon and Shnitker Rebbe burning his Chanukah Neiros or whatever it is, but okay, that's fine. Now, the She'iltos is saying l'cha'ora that the Isser is because of huktzah l'mitzvaso, and the She'iltos is saying the huktzah l'mitzvaso is a concept, even though it's not Shabbos and Yontif, that any item that is designated for a mitzvah you cannot benefit from, even though the mitzvah is over. You see, we have huktzah l'mitzvaso on Daf Mem Hei of Shabbos. We have huktzah l'mitzvaso on Daf Lamed Zayin and Sukkah, about can I benefit from the Sukkah on day 8 of Sukkot? Can I benefit from the Lulav on day 8 of Sukkot? Right, that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But L'cha'ora, after Yontif, for sure, after Sukkot is over, for sure you can get Hana'ah from the Sukkah and from the Esrog, but the She'iltos is saying that no, the She'iltos is saying, one, huktzah l'mitzvaso is even b'chol. Two, the She'iltos is saying that l'cha'ora, even after Yontif, the fact that I have to make a fire after Yontif to burn it, shows that this is more of a huktzah l'mitzvaso than the huktzah l'mitzvaso of Sukkah and Lulav. Adina.
So, the She'iltos then thinks that there's an additional level of
huktzah l'mitzvaso
for Neiros Chanukah?
Neiros Chanukah is, to some extent, more huktzah l'mitzvaso than anything else. Because everything else, after Yontif, I can get benefit from, no? The whole discussion in the previous Taisis is on day 8. But after Yontif, for sure, I'm allowed to benefit from my lulav and from my sukkah. But the She'iltos says, after Chanukah, I can't benefit from my Neiros Chanukah. I don't know if Persuma Nisa, but we'll try to explain why in a minute.
Doesn't the Taz, when he discusses the Shiltas, he specifically says that he thinks the
Shiltas
would agree.
So, whoa, slowly. Adina is talking about the Taz on Simon Chaf Aleph that I sent you to, right? But the Taz is talking about a different Shiltas. The She'iltos that the Taz is talking about is a She'iltos that's found in Orech Chaim Simin Chaf Aleph that says that I'm not allowed to tie stuff. If I want to carry my cell phone around, so am I allowed to tie my cell phone to my tzitzis? Right? That's the discussion. So the She'iltos says I'm not allowed to I have no idea how it would work, by the way. Like, you probably have to tie yourself onto your tzitzis. But the she'ilta says you're not allowed to. In discussion of that she'iltos, that's where the Taz makes his comment, and we'll talk about that she'iltos in a minute, but we're first talking about the she'iltos in Chanukah, the local she'iltos in Chanukah, where the she'iltos presumably has a stronger type of huktzah and mitzvaso than anyone else on the page has. So far, so good?
Is the she'iltos written by one person?
So the she'iltos is written by Rebbe Choygon. It's a later Gaonic work, but later Gaonim means still before the Rishonim, no? The Gaonim, let's say, is from the 8th century until the 11th century, right? The Gaonim are in Baghdad. There are two Gaonic Rosh Yeshiva. There's Rosh Yeshiva in Sura and Pumpadisa. Pumpadisa, as we all know, has a name called Fallujah. Fallujah, Iraq, which is like one of the places on this planet that you really don't want to go, was the capital of the Jewish world. Right? Mamish, like Gaone Olam in every sense, for the Rashi Yeshiva and Fallujah. Okay, but the She'iltos is saying that I can't get Hana'ah from the Neris Chanukah even after Chanukah. I can't use that oil. Why would it be? Why would the haktza'ah, why would the pushing aside of the Chanukah oil be more of a haktza'ah than the pushing aside of the sukkah and the lulav? After all, lulav is d'oraisa at least day one, sukkah is d'oraisa the whole time, Chanukah is completely d'rabanan. So why would the haktza'ah of the Neros Chanukah be more pushed aside than anything else? Adina.
Somewhere earlier we spoke about, I think, no, just kidding, it's not with this. Something else online, there's the concept of when it's, people are going to be more careful with DNA d'oraisa, so you have to be more, you can get as, in the area, so
what?
You can be earlier beta, and in
right.
A segment there, that then you can be more mako in DNA d'oraisa because people are more careful about DNA d'oraisa, but that with DNA d'oraisa you have to warn off here because people like.
So that's an interesting point. There is a discussion, Tosis and Sota on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosis mentions, what? Oh, you saw this?
I want to learn Sota next semester, but like, we can talk about it.
I'm actually interested in teaching Sota, that's a different conversation. But I think the next semester we'll continue with Shabbos. But Tosis and Sota on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph notes from the Gemara that there are steers in Gemara. Sometimes we're more sometimes people are more careful about the oraisos, less careful about the rabbonons. Sometimes people are more careful about the rabbonons and less careful about the oraisos. It probably has something to do with the frequency of the event, no? But the Gemara discusses that you're allowed to have yichud with your wife when she's a nida. Right? A man can have yichud with his wife when she's a nida. The woman can have yichud with her husband when the wife's a nida. How come? Nida's an issa d'oraisa. Right? Yet sota is an usher midrabanon, and yet yichud is usher with the sota. So what's going on over here? Again, sota as in sota suffik, right? A sota in the case of when the husband suspected her of having an affair, so there is kinui, and then there's stira, but she didn't have hashgah sota. We don't know for sure that she had an affair. That's called the sota suffik. So the yichud of sota suffik is usher midrabanon, yet people are more careful with the sota. People are more careful, there's a svar, that people are more careful not to have bia with their sota suffik wife than they are with their nida wife. You know, nida's d'oraisa and sota's d'rabanan. So it could be because nida happens all the time and sota kind of is a rare occurrence, no? But Tosis over there in Daf Zayin points out that there are steers in the Gemaras as to whether we're more careful about d'oraisas or d'rabanan. That was the point that you were making, Adina, right? Or Michala. Yeah, okay. But that's just Tosis over here. The question that we have to ask is how come the Neros Chanukah, according to the She'iltos, is usher to derive benefit from after Yontiv even, and it's really huktzah l'mitzvaso to the full extent, why would that be true? It's also clear the fact that the She'iltos usher is getting benefit from the Neros Chanukah after Yontiv that he is not holding of reasons 1, 2, and 3, the reasons that are quoted in our Gemara. Because if the reason is because of the Kedusha in the Neros, that L'cha'ora is only true when the Neros are burning. If the reason is because of the Bizoy Mitzvah, it's only Bizoy Mitzvah when the Neros are burning. If it's because of Rashi's reason of being Mevato the Persume Nisa, you're only being Mevato Persume Nisa when the Neros are burning. The She'oto says it's Usur even after the Neros are done burning. Why would that be? Now, I should point out just a detail issue over here, that there's a machlokas within the She'otos, whether the She'otos is only asering the half an hour worth of oil that's an absolute requirement, or whether the She'otos would aser all the oil. That's a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and his Rebbe, Mahari Abuhav. But that point on some levels is a detail. The main issue that we see is, according to the She'otos, it's hooked on a mitzvah so, and even though it's derabbanon, it's more hooked on a mitzvah so than anything else. This is what we were up to. So the answer is, anyone want to take a stab at answering this question? Eliana.
Maybe because, like, you think it's going to get burnt up, so you assume it, you just assume not to use it ever.
Exactly. Usually, what does huktza mean? Huktza is a concept that my das is pushing it aside. I don't want it. Nachon? That's what muktza means. I don't want it. Now, because the item is intended for a mitzvah, I don't want it. However, usually I only think I don't want it while the mitzvah is going on. A mitzvah like Neris Chanukah, however, that when the mitzvah is over, l'cha'ora, there will be nothing left because it will all burn up. So therefore, it's complete and total haktza'a. So the She'iltos is saying that A, huktza l'mitzvaso exists, even though it's not Shabbos and Yontiv, and B, this is super huktza because you're intending for it to be burned up. If you'll look in the Mordechai at the beginning of our perek, the Mordechai raises the issue whether Neros Shabbos is huktza l'mitzvaso to that extent also, because by Neros Shabbos, you also want it to be completely burned up. But the Mordechai writes that Neros Shabbos, since you're allowed to get benefit while the Neros are burning, so therefore it's not muktza at all. Unlike Neros Chanukah, where HaNeros Halalu Kodesh Heim, and you can't get benefit while the candles are burning. So this is the first Nakuda that we wanted to make. Good? Next point. The She'iltos takes huktza l'mitzvaso more seriously than anyone else in Judaism. By that I mean the She'otos that Adina mentioned earlier, the She'otos that's quoted in the Torah in Simin Chaf Aleph. Okay, the question is, am I allowed to tie a cell phone to my tzitzit strings? That's a question. An item that is designated for a mitzvah, are you allowed to use for something else? So the She'ilto says, absolutely not, right? She'ilto says, if you do that, you are a really bad Jew. Don't do it. The tour jumps up and down, spits wooden nickels. You know, I mentioned this idea. I always say this over. Like, you know, I use that expression all the time, jumps up and down, spits wooden nickels. Some guy in my show comes over to me and says, Rabbi, you know, I have a wooden nickel. They used to make wooden nickels, like, years ago. So I'm like, okay, that's, like, really exciting. Has nothing to do with what I was trying to say. But so the Torah jumps up and down, spits wooden nickels, and the Torah says, one second, huktza l'mitzvaso. Huktza l'mitzvaso with the tzitzit strings, tying your cell phone to the tzitzit strings. The Torah says, huktza l'mitzvaso is an idea based on bizoy mitzvah. And the Gemara says bizoy mitzvah only in the context of kisui hadam, that you shouldn't do it with your feet, which means bishas maisa hamitzvah, when I am doing the action of being mechasa the dam, at that point I'm not supposed to use my feet. But at other times there is no din of bizui mitzvah. So therefore, the Torah says that the She'iltos is wrong. No? The Torah asks this kasha on the Shiltos. He says the Shiltos is wrong. Nonetheless, the Torah is a little bashful. He's a little scared to really disagree with the Shiltos. So he says you should be machmir like the Shiltos, no? So the Torah says, be machmir like the Shiltos, in the sense of, really, the only isers out bizoy mitzvah. So really, it's only when you're doing the maisa ha-mitzvah. The Shiltos should be totally wrong, but the Shiltos said it be machmir that way, ad kan divrei hator. Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karel. What did he say? By the way, the Beis Yosef was written where? When and where? Interesting. The Beis Yosef was written in what? No, Turkey. And then he moved Izmir, no? And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. Some say that the contradictions between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch is because the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a different type of Torah than the Torah. Right? You like this, right? It's Zionistic. It's a different type of Torah than the Torah of Izmir. I don't know. It could be also the Beis Yosef changed his mind. He spent like 20-some-odd years writing the Beis Yosef, and then at the end of his life, I think he died in 1586, no? The Rambam died in 1576. The Rambam died before the Beis Yosef. People don't realize that, no? The Rambam was born after. The Rambam lived for 40 years. Some say 36 years, some say 42 years. We're not exactly sure when he was born, but he was like a baby. And the Beis Yosef was born, the Beis Yosef is 1486 until 1572. And the Beis Yosef is 1486 until 1576, and the Rambam died in 1572. That's right. And the Rambam died in 1572. Okay. But the Beis Yosef says, my dear Tor, you are making a big mistake. Because what's the Torah's mistake over here? What does the Beis Yosef say? Remember, the Torah says that the Shiltos is wrong because the din of Bizui Mitzvah is only B'shas Asiyas HaMitzvah. And therefore, the Shiltos is wrong, but be machmer like the Shiltos. The Beis Yosef says, no, the Shiltos is absolutely right, and the Shiltos is Me'ikar Hadin. What's the Beis Yosef's proof? Anyone saw the Beis Yosef? Did I send you to do the Beis Yosef? I thought I did. I don't remember. Okay. So Beis Yosef says, the Gemara has a few cases of Bizui Mitzvah, no? Not only Kisui Hadam, but also Noisuka, also Chanukah. Those cases are not B'shas Maisa HaMitzvah. Those are cases when the mitzvah is going on, and therefore, you should not tie the strings of tzitzis to your cell phone while you're wearing the tzitzis, because the mitzvah is going on. That's what the Beis Yosef says, and therefore the Shiltos is absolutely correct. Good? Now,
how is it not during Bizman HaMitzvah for Ner Chanukah or Noi Sukkah? Because I thought we were talking about
Noi
Sukkah during
Sukkah. So Noi Sukkah during
Sukkah. Which is Bizman HaMitzvah.
It's the Zman of the Mitzvah, right? And Ner Chanukah is during the Zman of the Mitzvah. This other Shiltos about the Tzitzis is on during the Zman of the Mitzvah. Right? I'm wearing my Tzitzis and I'm going to tie my cell phone to the Tzitzis. So the Torah asked that the only din of Bizui Mitzvah is when I'm doing the action of the Mitzvah. The action of putting on the Tzitzis is like when I put my talus on. That would be a time when I shouldn't do anything else with it. But while the mitzvah is going on, the Torah says there is no din of Bizui Mitzvah. That's the Torah's question on the Shiltos. The Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about that there's no din of Bizui Mitzvah while the mitzvah is going on? Ner Chanukah, Sukkah, right? There is Bizui Mitzvah while the mitzvah is going on, even if it's not B'shas Maisa HaMitzvah. Right? Again, Shas Maisa HaMitzvah is when I light the Chanukah Neros. Right, during that moment of kindling them. But as they continue to be lit, right, during the Shas Maisa HaMitzvah, we see from our Gemara that there is a din of Bizui Mitzvah also. So that's the Beis Yosef's question on the Beis Yosef's question on the Tor. My dear Tor, what are you talking about? And therefore the She'iltos is right, says the Beis Yosef, and the Tor is wrong.
You just responded to the She'iltos here on the Tzitzis.
Now we're talking about the second She'iltos. We're only talking about the She'iltos of Tzitzis now. We'll try to connect the two She'iltos in a few moments, right? But right now, I am only talking about what you would call She'iltos 2, or what is chronologically She'iltos 1, because it's found in Aruch Chaim 21 as opposed to Aruch Chaim 677. Okay? Good? Oh. Now, l'cha'ora, the Beis Yosef is absolutely correct. Right? Because our Gemara has cases of Bizui Mitzvah, even if it's not B'shas Maisa HaMitzvah. What on earth was the Tor thinking? When the Tor asks on the She'iltos, and he says, aye, there's only Bizui Mitzvah B'shas Maisa HaMitzvah. Right? At the time when I'm doing it, at the time when I am covering the blood, what was he thinking? What, he didn't read the whole Gemara? He only read, like, Avua de Kulam Dam, he only knew that one line. He didn't know about Sichacha Kilchasa. He didn't know about Neres Chanukah. What's going on here? How can we possibly defend the Torah? Adina Cohen.
Well, I think the Taz says
Torah
holds like
Tosfos. The Taz says
the Torah holds like Tosfos.
Good. So we'll talk about the Taz in a few minutes. The Taz will learn the Torah based on the She'iltos. The Taz will learn the Torah based on the Tosfos, right? We'll get there in a minute. But there's another explanation that the Stipler gives. The Stipler suggests that there are two types of Bizui Mitzvah. There is the Bizui Mitzvah when the item remains afterwards. And it's only Bizui Mitzvah because it's not nice. And then there's another type of Bizui Mitzvah when the item will be destroyed after. Says the Stipler, the case of being mistapik minoy sukkah. Right? The Gemara, if you remember, was talking about, I use as sukkah decorations wine and nuts and fruits. No? You use all these things as sukkah decorations. What are you doing with them? You're taking them. You're eating them. That's what you're doing. That means you are destroying the item. If I am destroying the item, that type of Bizui Mitzvah is a much more intense Bizui Mitzvah. So, of course, that type of Bizui Mitzvah exists. However, the Bizui Mitzvah the She'iltos is talking about, when I tie myself onto my tzitzis strings, that Bizui Mitzvah isn't destroying the mitzvah. And therefore, such Bizui Mitzvah is true only B'shas Maisa HaMitzvah. So far, so good? Now, what's the problem with this Stipler's approach?
If you're wearing tzitzis the whole day.
I'm wearing tzitzis the whole day, but it's not the Maisa HaMitzvah. Again, the Maisa HaMitzvah, just like by Neres Chanukah, is when I light the candles, and I continue to get the mitzvah as long as they burn. Right? So the Maisa HaMitzvah by the tzitzis is when I put them on in the morning. But right, the Torah is saying that there's only Bizui Mitzvah during the Maisa HaMitzvah. That's talking about the Bizui Mitzvah when you're not destroying the item. Oh! Right? You hear Elisheva's question? Remember, the Stipler is answering for the Tor. The Stipler is answering, he says, hold it. Right? There is two types of Bizui Mitzvah. There's the destructive Bizui Mitzvah, and the destructive Bizui Mitzvah when you totally kill that mitzvah. That destructive Bizui Mitzvah exists even after the Maisa HaMitzvah. But then there's the Bizui Mitzvah which is not destructive. And that Bizui Mitzvah that's not destructive is only B'shas Maisa HaMitzvah. That's the way the Stipler understands the Torah. Aye, Elisheva asks, but Neros Chanukah? Neros Chanukah, the pshar is that I have a Chanukah candle and I'm taking out a book and I'm reading it to the Chanukah candle. Right? I'm counting money to the Chanukah candle. That's not destroying the mitzvah at all. So why would that be usur in our Gemara? How would you say that it's usur if the stapler is postulating that there is only two types of bizui mitzvah. There's destructive bizui mitzvah, which is usur the whole time, and then there's non-destructive bizui mitzvah, which is usur during the maisa ha-mitzvah. Boy, the logic for why the maisa ha-mitzvah has a more intense type of bizui mitzvah, I think, is understandable. During the maisa mitzvah, I make the bracha. During the maisa mitzvah, I'm more focused on the mitzvah. At that moment, I have to be totally into it. If I'm doing anything else, that's bad. Afterwards, after the mitzvah is going on, it's only considered an insult to the mitzvah if I decide to destroy that item. Like eating the, right, again, eating the noye sukkah, the sukkah itself, it would be that you are burning the sukkah wood, whatever it is. But what about Neiros Chanukah? That's the question. So we should be able to answer this based on what we learned already, but you have to think a teeny bit creatively.
Shema
Yom. Huh? No. I'm not sure what that would be, but whatever. Gina, you have a suggestion?
If Tosfot made like a tzirah for Sukkah, we could do the same thing for Hanukkah and say that if we just the reason only these, like, then you should be allowed to use it. You should be able to get enough from your Hanukkah before you buy the light. But if there's also, for example, a hecker issue, then...
The hecker issue, yes, speak to me.
If it's hecker, then it doesn't matter. Even if the bees like doesn't apply, you still can't use it because of hecker.
In other words, so again, Adina was saying something different than Elisheva.
Oh, I see.
But,
so I was like, why does Gershom and Nisa, when the Masa is continuous?
Like, Gershom and Nisa is continuous, right? So Gershom and Nisa is very similar to the Noye Sukkah Kol Shiva. But we said that Noye Sukkah Kol Shiva is only called Bizui Mitzvah because I'm destroying it, because I'm drinking that wine.
It's not clear that it's that.
What?
Are destroying it if you're making it, if it's not clear that it's for
mitzvah. Oh, that's the suggestion. Right? In other words, Adina's giving her suggestion. Adina likes this Taz. So you're, right? So your suggestion, I think, is based on the Taz that maybe there's like a combination of svaros. Right? That's sort of the direction that you're going. But I think what Elisheva's trying to get at and what Talia's saying is like this. That by the Neiros Chanukah, if I use the Neiros Chanukah for some other purpose, I am destroying it as a Neir Chanukah. Because as a Neir Chanukah, it needs a hecker as a Neir Chanukah. If I'm using it to read a book, if I'm using it to count money, that means I am now destroying it as a Neir Chanukah. Right? Like if I drink the wine that's hanging in the sukkah, I'm destroying it as Neiros Chanukah. I'm destroying it as Noi Sukkah. So here also, I'm destroying it as Neiros Chanukah. That is the stapler's answer, which I actually think is pretty elegant. No? The stapler's answer is actually an elegant...
He asks this question on himself.
Yes. Oh. And he answers it himself. Right? In other words, this is all... again, I gave you four pages of the stapler... So the point that I am saying now is on the the point is like on the second page going up to the third page. That's where it will be. Sophia.
But the Tosfot of Avodhunte Kula down, it says there that like
Yes, yeah, speak to me.
It says by Hanukkah that it's not a bitul mitzvah if you do hurtzat ma'ot or ner.
Right. So Tosfos on Avuhan deKol Hodam is understanding bitul mitzvah in the sense
that
you are physically consuming it. And ner Hanukkah, you are not physically consuming. Nonetheless, right, the stapler is saying his approach within the She'iltos, and he's trying to say that according to the She'iltos, if you take Rashi's perspective, that's because of the Pirsum Hanes, and because of the Bizui Mitzvah, in that there's no Heker, then it says, if I'm destroying the Neiros Chanukah. Tosfos does not use Heker as the reasoning. Right? The stapler's whole essay over here is within the She'iltos. And it's to answer the question that the Torah asked on the She'iltos to say there's two different types of Bizui Mitzvah. So far, so good. Now, the Taz, which Adina is very into, has another approach to defend the Torah. Now, I should add just one methodological idea about the Taz. The Taz called his Sefer, what's the real name of the Taz? Turei Zahav. Why is it called Turei Zahav? So the Taz is kind of cheating. He wrote a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, but he felt that his major goal is to defend the Torah. You see, what happened was as follows. There was a whole historical machlokas about whether having a book called Shulchan Aruch is a good idea or not. Right? Michal likes Sota. So if you look in the Maharsha on Sota and Daf Chaf Beis, the Maharsha attacks people who paskin shailos from the Shulchan Aruch without reading Rishonim, without really learning. And once the Shulchan Aruch came out, there was a move on to kind of get rid of, why do you need the Torah? Why do you need the Rambam? Why do you need all the earlier books? You can just, like, open this book and you'll know what to do. So the Shulchan Aruch is based off the Rambam, but why do they have to read...
When Rambam codified the halacha, it seemed like, oh, you don't...
So people attack the Rambam for this. This has been like an ongoing debate in Jewish history about whether codification is a good thing or not. And at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the Maharshal, for example, wrote the Yamsho Shlomo, where he was attacking people for just learning the Shulchan Aruch. The funny thing about the history of halacha is that in some ways, the only reason the Shulchan Aruch became accepted is because of commentators or commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. And many of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch are people who felt that our job is to show you that you really don't, that you really can't get by only reading Shulchan Aruch. You have to read other Sfarim. For example, right, this was supposed to be my doctorate, but then I decided not to do a doctorate. But the Shach is the most amazing person ever, Kayadua, 1621 to 1662, right? And the Shach wrote a small sefer when he was a kid called the Gevuras Anoshim. The sefer Gevuras Anoshim is based on one simen in Evan HaEzer about when a wife, pardon me for being a little graphic, when the wife claims that the husband's mechuyev to divorce her because the husband is unable to get an erection. That's the sefer Gevuras Anoshim. There's a whole simen in Evan HaEzer, Kuf Nun Dalet, about the dinim of Gevuras Anoshim. Now, what happens is that the Evan HaEzer Kuf Nun Dalet has all these dinim, and the Shach writes a little book called Gevuras Anoshim to show that all the dinim that are quoted in this book, Shulchan Aruch, are dead wrong. Again, I'll show you why they are dead wrong by going through the Gemaras and the regular Rishonim. And the Shach says, you know what? If the Shulchan Aruch messed up this one simon so completely, I'm going to show you that the Shulchan Aruch is messing everything up. So he wrote a book called the Shach after he wrote the Gevuras Anoshim to show you that the Shulchan Aruch is messing everything up. The funny thing is that the Shach also wanted his book to sell, and people are reading the Shulchan Aruch. So he decided to publish his book as a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Hence, the paradoxical thing is that the Shach, who did not agree with the Shulchan Aruch, ended up being the reason why the Shulchan Aruch became an accepted work of halacha. No? A similar thing happened with the Taz. The Taz, Turei Zahav. The Taz felt, I'm writing a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, but I really want to show people that learning Torah is important. And not only do I want to show people that learning Torah is important, sometimes the Beis Yosef, who asked kashas on the Torah, I'm going to defend the Torah all those times. I'm going to defend the Torah from the kashas of the Beis Yosef to show the Torah is right. So I'm writing a commentary on Shulchan Aruch to show the Shulchan Aruch / Beis Yosef is wrong. Right? That's what the Taz is doing, no? And guess what happened? The Taz is published on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz is responsible for the proliferation of the Shulchan Aruch. It's kind of an interesting historical sidebar. This would have been my doctorate, but I decided to become a Rosh Hashiva instead. Okay, now. Actually, no, that's not really the way it happened. Different story. So the Taz decides that I'm going to defend the Torah over here. Remember, the Torah says that there's only Bizoy mitzvah b'shas maisa ha-mitzvah. And the Beis Yosef says, my dear Tor, what are you smoking? Because we know from the Gemara that there's Bizoy mitzvah on the Ner Chanukah while it's going. We know from the Gemara there's Bizoy mitzvah on the Noi Sukkah. So my dear Tor, what are you smoking? So the Taz answers, Adina, this is for you.
That this four is in line with the two spheres.
Good.
Well, we don't have
to... At yichola lefaresh, or not?
That...
So the Taz understands as... The Taz says as follows, okay?
I don't know what
the... So Tosis, if you remember, said... Let's just set it up. That there's huktzol mitzvaso on Shabbos and Yom Tiv, and there's going to be bizoy mitzvah on Chol HaMoed, right? The standard way of learning the Tosfos is that it is either or. That on Chol HaMoed, there is no din of huktzol mitzvah, so there is only bizoy mitzvah, right? When it fell down, there is only huktzol mitzvah, so there is no... Did I say it backwards? Right. Yeah, when it fell down, there's no bizoy mitzvah, there's only huktzol mitzvah. So on Chol HaMoed, there's only huktzol mitzvah, so there's no... whatever.
Yeah,
there's only bizoy. Right? It's fine. So now, the pashtus in the Tosfos, the way the Maharsha learns the Tosfos, is that Tosfos is setting it up that either there's huktzol mitzvah, so, or there's bizoy mitzvah. The Taz, however, takes an approach... And if you look at the bottom of the Maharsha, there is like a very small commentary that like no one ever reads called the Karnei Re'eim. Right? The Karnei Re'eim is like half a line on the bottom of the Maharsha. You guys saw the Karnei Re'eim over here? So the Karnei Re'eim comments that really you need both reasons together. That huktzol mitzvaso alone is only going to be usur when there is also bizoy mitzvah. The only time it's usur is when you have, in the Taz's lashon, the Taz's understanding of Taisus, both huktzol mitzvaso and bizoy mitzvah. Since there is huktzol mitzvaso on Yontiv, it's going to be usur on Chol HaMoed also, based on huktzol mitzvaso combined with bizoy mitzvah. Mimela, you can't ask a kasha from Noye Sukkah, because Noye Sukkah, the reason why it's usur is because I have the combination of factors. I have both bizoy mitzvah and huktzol mitzvaso. But when I only have one factor, for example, if I'm tying my cell phone to my tzitzis, in which case there's only going to be bizui mitzvah, or there's only hooks, you don't have both factors, so in that case, the twer is correct that the isser should not exist. In other words, the only time you can have an isser based on one factor alone is b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah. That is the way the Taz is understanding the Torah. Should we repeat what we said, or repeat it? Good. The Taz understands that when Tosfos says that there are two governing reasons why Noye Sukkah should be usur. One, huktzol mitzvaso. Two, bizoy mitzvah. What that means is, it's only usur when I have the combination of both factors. If I have only one factor alone, it's not going to be usur. However, the tour is adding, whoa, when there's one factor, it could still be usur, if it is shas maisa hamitzvah. If I'm covering the blood at this time, so then bizui hamitzvah is usur alone. But if it's not shas maisa hamitzvah, then I need the combination of huktzol mitzvaso and bizui mitzvah. Only then is it going to be usur. Therefore, says the Taz, the Torah's kasha is a great kasha. The Beis Yosef is wrong. Remember, the Taz's job is to defend the Torah. Right? The Torah's kasha is awesome because the din is only b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah. And the din is only b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah, so therefore, right? Or when the din that is based on one factor and one factor alone is only b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah. That is what the Taz writes. Now, Adina. Yes.
Understand bizoy though as only being something like a shas
So,
like, wasn't that his? That seemed to be
the Torah's question on the She'iltos is that, my dear She'iltos, you want to aser tying stuff to the tzitzis strings. Tying stuff to the tzitzis strings, l'cha'ora, is a bizui mitzvah alone. There's no huktzala mitzvah, so in that case, if it's a bizui mitzvah alone, it's only aser b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah. That's the Torah's question. The Beis Yosef asked, what do you mean? There's stuff that's aser if it's not shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah. But the Taz answer is all those things that are aser, not b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah, is when we have a combination of factors. But when there's only one factor, it's only a bizui mitzvah, then it's only aser b'shas ma'isa ha-mitzvah. And therefore the Torah asks a kasha on the She'iltos, and that's why the Torah rejects the She'iltos.
Would there ever be a case of Huktzala Mitzvah for tzitzis?
Again, Huktzala Mitzvah for tzitzis, I guess, if I would want to destroy the tzitzis to do for some other purpose, maybe that would be a Huktzala Mitzvah if I'd want to light them on fire. I don't know.
Wouldn't that also be
usury? Right, so in that case, it would be usur. But the She'iltos' situation of tying stuff to the strings, the Torah is asking on the She'iltos, that should not be usur, because that's Shas Ma'isa HaMitzvah.
Where the Torah draws the line between Huktzala Mitzvah and Bizui Mitzvah, because it seems to be that they're in theory the same thing. In which case, how do you...
I mean, I think Huktzah, you're saying how come tying... Again, if we understand like Tosis, the Tosis that Sophia referred to, that it's only Huktzah Mitzvah when it's Bittul Mitzvah, so then I understand it. Huktzala Mitzvah is when I'm destroying it.
That's like the stipler.
That is... I mean, the stipler is using the same terms. We want to say that the stipler is against the Tosis, yeah. But yeah.
But the Tosis says that it's only Huktzala Mitzvah when you're...
When you're destroying it. Yeah. I think so. Okay, so Bekitzer HaMa'aseh. What we have again, the Beis Yosef says that the Torah is like off the wall. We now have two ways of defending the Torah, right? We have the stipler's way of defending the Torah, right? That the stipler is saying that there are two different types of bizui mitzvah. There's the real destructive bizui mitzvah, and then there is the bizui mitzvah that is not really destructive, like tying stuff to your tzitzis. And then we also have the Taz's way of defending the Torah, which is based on taking an approach within Tosis that you need both Bizoi Mitzvah and Huktzala Mitzvah so to make it Aser. Hanir Lafi and Nias Daiti, however. Oh, Eliana.
Just a question. So, if we say that Huktzala Mitzvah is just when it's destroying, then how is that different than the stipler? Because isn't this two categories?
I think this is what Adina was asking before. Because, again, I think the stipler was saying his approach to defend the She'iltos, right? And now we're saying it with... We're using the same terms, but we're saying it now to defend the Torah. It's the same, like, bigadol, it's the same approach, the difference between whether it's getting destroyed or not getting destroyed. But they're coming to explain two totally different things. Right? And if anything, they end up on opposite sides of the aisle. So, Hanir Lafi in the Estaiti, right? As follows, I would maintain that the She'iltos may be skirting our entire sugya. You see, our sugya has three reasons why you can't do activities la'ar ner Chanukah. Three reasons. The Gemara on Memhei, however, that Tosis addresses, has a fourth reason of Huktzala Mitzvah, which our Gemara seems to go against. Me'eza Sibashahi, I would argue that the She'iltos understands that the only real reason is the Huktzala Mitzvah reason, Daf Memhei. And for that reason, the She'iltos says, oh, once I'm working only with Huktzala Mitzvah, so I'm going to say that the leftover shemen at the end of Chanukah is aser al Huktzala Mitzvah. So like we explained, this is more of a haktza than other types of haktza, and therefore it's aser even after Yontif. And because the She'otos is working with the Huktzala Mitzvaso idea, Huktzala Mitzvaso idea means that mitzvah items can only be used for mitzvah purposes. Mitzvah item can't be used for a non-mitzvah purpose. So therefore, the She'oto says, you know what, I can't tie stuff to my tzitzit strings because Huktzala Mitzvaso. End of conversation. Right? The whole question that the tour is asking is predicated on the fact that I'm working with the Gemara in Chaf Beis, where I'm working with Bizui Mitzvah. And therefore the tour asks, what do you mean? I, but Bizui Mitzvah is only B'shas Ma'isa HaMitzvah, blah, 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 right? But if I'm not working in Bizui Mitzvah land, if I'm moving to Huktzala Mitzvah as an independent category, Huktzala Mitzvah, so not based on Bizui Mitzvah, but like the Gemara Memhei says, just plain Huktzala Mitzvah, so then I could understand both comments of the She'otos. Because the She'otos in both of his comments is only working with Huktzala Mitzvah. So the other categories that are mentioned in our Gemara, the category that Rashi has, I don't need it. I don't need those categories at all. The She'otos is only working with Huktzala Mitzvah. So kach nira li, it seems that maybe this is the way of defending the She'otos. Sounds good, ladies? Do we have another 3 minutes to do another Tosis, or we want to break, we want to end on a high point?
What's the whole point of the reasons on our dot, though?
So our dot, you know, again, this is... Okay, one of the methodological questions that you encounter is when you have a stira between Gemaras, how do you try to answer that stira? So generally speaking, the Balei HaTaisis try to resolve the stira by saying Tzvei Dinim. That's what we pointed out when we began the Taisis, said like it's a brisker tosis. There are two Dinim. There's a Din of Bizui Mitzvah, a Din of Huktzala Mitzvah, so Shabbos and Yantav versus Chol HaMoed, right? Tosis says Tzvei Dinim, beautiful. Another way of resolving the difference is saying that, you know what, there's a Machlokas HaSugyas. And the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis is disagreeing with the Gemara in Daf Mem Hei, and then I have to decide which Gemara to pass in. And sometimes I'll pass in one way. I don't know. Chachmei Sfarad in general, by Chachmei Sfarad over here, I don't mean the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. They think like Balei HaTosfos. I mean like the Rif and the Rambam. Right? The Rif and the Rambam. Any of you take Dr. Canafrogo's courses? He like talks about this like all day, right? But the Chachmei Sfarad, in the sense of the Rif and the Rambam, their approach to Shas is that there's a Machlekes HaSugyas, and I'll decide how to paskin. It's pre-dialectic. I would argue that the She'otos is taking a pre-dialectic approach, and it's just paskin like the Gemara in Memhei, as opposed to the Gemara on Chaf Beis. Isn't this what that, right? Dr. Canafrogo talks about this? How many of you took Dr. Canafrogo? Oh, okay, he talks about this every day? Right. Pretty much. Huh? So that's the answer. I mean, he just says it with a lot more excitement than I say it. But that's the basic yesod over here. Good? Should we do one more Tosis? Okay, maybe we'll paraphrase. The Tosis Usser, because we didn't do it yet. Tosis Usser basically asks a question: am I allowed to get Hana'ah from the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Am I allowed to get Hana'ah from the Lulav on Shmini Atzeres? So Tosis says that the Gemara makes a distinction between Sukkah and Lulav. That the Sukkah, I can't get Hana'ah from the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In other words, I can't burn, let's say, my Sukkah walls, my Schach on Shmini Atzeres. But the Esrig, I can get Hana'ah from on Shmini Atzeres. Tosis at the beginning is speaking L'Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and there is a little bit of a discussion what would happen for B'nai Chutz La'aretz in terms of Simchas Torah, etc. But on the fundamental level, there's a difference between Esrog, Lulav on the one hand, and Sukkah on the other hand. Sukkah you can't benefit from on Shmini Atzeres, Esrog and Lulav you can. Why is that? How does Tosis answer? The Tosis says, anyone, or should I tell it to you? Okay. So Tosis answers that Sukkah, you have to sit in during Bein Hashmashos. If I want to eat a meal, Hoshana Rabbah, late in the afternoon, what I do is I sit down in the Sukkah, Hoshana Rabbah, late in the afternoon, and I eat my meal. Lulav, I'm not going to take late in the day on Hashana Rabbah. During Bein Hashmashos, if I want to eat, I have to eat in the sukkah. But during Bein Hashmashos, I don't have to take a lulav at all. This is, I think, the Pashut reading of Tosis, which would be, basically, that since the mitzvah of sukkah or yontiv is a d'oraisa, so Bein Hashmashos, which is a suffig, I sit in the sukkah. But the mitzvah of lulav is only d'oraisa on day one, so Bein Hashmashos on Hashanah Rabbah, I don't have to take my lulav at all. So therefore, if I don't take my lulav during Bein Hashmashos of Hashanah Rabbah, so in Shmini Atzeres, where the dinim of muktzah are always chal during the Bein Hashmashos when the day begins, so Shmini Atzeres is no iser on the lulav. Shmini Atzeres is no iser on the Esrig and Lulav, because you don't take the Esrig and Lulav during Bein Hashmashos of Hoshana Rabbah. That's the Pashtus in Tosis. If this is correct, so it would be against the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham writes that if I did not take my Lulav until Bein Hashmashos on Hoshana Rabbah, I have to take my Lulav Bein Hashmashos of Hoshana Rabbah. And I don't say Safek Derabbanan Lahakel. Look at the Magen Avraham, Tav Resh Nun Beis Sif Katan Aleph. Maybe next time we meet, which will be Chanukah on Monday night in my apartment in Mirza Shem, could people come, let's say, by 6:30? Would that work? 6:15, 6:30?
Did I have Monday? I have class until
6. You have class until
6. But I can...
Well, isn't it Monday? I think Monday night. That was the plan?
Yeah.
So can we try 6:30? Does that work? How many people have class until 6? So we could try 7. Try to take a 6 o'clock shuttle, be there by 7, that works? We'll start at 7, and what time is the event uptown?
7, but it goes on for 7.
Okay, so if we meet in my apartment, so I live at 475 West 20, I'll email the group. Okay? Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful Shabbos, and a Freilich Hanukkah, and we'll try to make the shuttle.